Nikki and Danilo. Visit mantraforum.com.au to win free fuel.
97.3 Coast FM.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Riddle me this.
Yes, the riddler has returned. Come on. I don't get to use this spooky voice very often.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. People get weirded out by it, possibly.
I can't imagine why.
Anyway, Joyce from Greenfields is joining us. Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
Welcome,
Joyce.
Welcome.
All right. So we've got a family pass up for grabs to Disney, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins returns with the magical prize pack included there. But of course, you've got to solve our riddle. So what is it again, Nikki?
Which of Santa's reindeer can you see in outer space?
You reckon, Joyce?
I think it's Comet.
Comet, that's a good answer because it's also a comet. Yes, and it's correct. It's clever. It's clever. I love it.
Nice one.
Wow.
Well done.
See, now my first thought, like a lot of people I think, would be, oh, but what about Rudolph with his red nose because it glows?
Because it glows.
No one said you could see it from space. It's not that big.
Was that in the song? Maybe it was.
It had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you could probably see it from the moon.
Yeah.
No? No, I don't think it is.
Nah, comment's the right answer, and you've got it. Congratulations. Nice heading along to see Mary Poppins.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
97.3 Coast FM.
All right. The Coast Feed. Let's get into it.
Let's. Karl Stefanovic has left Channel 9's The Today Show after 14 years. Big news.
Mm.
The announcement comes just days after it was announced Karl's brother Peter Stefanovic left the network after 15 years. This morning on The Today Show, Richard Wilkins paid tribute to his former co-host.
The headlines on today's papers aren't wrong. Karl and the management team here at Channel 9 have agreed that it's time for him to step down as host of The Today Show. Karl Stefanovic has been a co-host of this great show for 14 years, and I've had the honour and pleasure and pressure sometimes of working alongside him almost every day over that time. And I can tell you from the heart that there's nobody who's worked harder for this show than Karl. He is a fantastic, intuitive and intelligent journalist. I've always described him as an intoxicating mix of world's best broadcaster and naughty schoolboy.
It's quite a description there.
I know.
And yet after all of this, after 700 years in front of the cameras, Richard Wilkins is still there.
I know.
Anyway.
Out of all of them.
I know.
He's the only one standing. Our reports are Karl's lavish wedding in Mexico was the last straw for the Today bosses, with rumours his brother Peter's wife and Today co-host Sylvia Jeffries may also be announcing her resignation in coming days.
Wow.
So looks like a fresh start to 2019 for the Today Show.
Big family move.
Yeah.
The way we'll hear about them next.
Who knows? Queen's Brian May is set to quite literally launch a brand new single on New Year's Day.
Really?
The single is called New Horizons and will be his first solo release since 1998 and will drop from the NASA Mission Control Center. How cool is this?
Really?
It'll coincide with NASA's New Horizons probe reaching the space object Ultima Thule on the outer reaches of the solar system. May holds a PhD in astrophysics and said the project has energized him in a new way.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
Bring it on.
Katy Perry has been added to the performance lineup for Dolly Parton's 2019 MusiCares Person of the Year tribute. She'll join Willie Nelson, Chris Stapleton, Shawn Mendes, Pink, Mark Ronson, Leon Bridges and Norah Jones, just to name a few, on the Grammys weekend in LA in February.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is Lyrical Gangster.
Yeah.
Christmas Lyrical Gangster.
Yeah, it is. You have to sing a Christmas carol, or finish off the Christmas carol,
That's
rather.
Right.
And if you do...
We play the bits and you carry on. And you're in the draw for the Stag Water Sports.
Yep.
If you jet ski action.
Correctly, you could be the lucky person taking home $100 to spend at Stag Water Sport jet ski experience.
Chris in Oakford, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Good morning.
Does a jet ski experience sound like your kind of Christmas?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How great would be the wind in your hair flying around the waterways?
Why are you looking at me when you say that, wind in your hair?
Because you're sitting opposite me. Where am I supposed to look?
What are you, just making fun of me? The wind in my hair. Like,
I know
that's
you fantasise about blowing your hair around. And
talking about my arm hair again,
it back
are
and
you?
Forth.
Is that what it is? The breeze on my arm
the
hair.
Chest
anyway,
hair.
Let's just... Thanks. Thank you. I'm glad you find that hilarious.
In the wind. Okay. Anyway, moving along. Chris.
It's quite lustrous, though, it is, to be fair. Anyway, Chris, let's stop this business. I'm going to play some Christmas carol action, and you carry on. You ready for it?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Go!
La 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 la.
Oh, did she say fa la 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 la? Because if you did, that's correct.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Look at that.
You know your Christmas carols, Chris, and you're the last person in the draw for the jet ski experience. Cross your fingers.
Sort it out tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nikki and Demello's three things you need to know.
Okay, so double demerits start tonight. Midnight tonight.
Midnight.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
One demerit. Two demerits. So be patient is my point.
Yeah. Don't speed. No. Don't do naughty things.
And keep an eye out for other people too.
Exactly.
So that we can all come home after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas forecast for Mandurah is mostly sunny and 27 degrees.
Very mild, isn't it? Compared to what? They're saying 34 in Perth, but we're only going to get 27.
Current one now is 30 for Rockingham, 33 for Perth. But, I mean, that'll probably...
By the time we get to Christmas, it'll be 20.
It'll be 5 degrees. And we are officially now, as we mentioned earlier, 5 days away from Christmas. I didn't do the diving sound.
You should have done the Christmas song on the... It's not fifth, though, is it?
Yeah, no, but that
confusing.
Just gets confusing.
You're counting
way.
Down, so, not up.
Five sleeps is my point.
Five sleeps till Santa arrives.
Right. Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Definitely is.
It is, and here's just a little bit more proof. A Los Angeles restaurant has taken a shot at the title of world's most indulgent dessert.
Right, so I'm imagining a lot of chocolate, a lot of cream.
It's a $500 brownie.
Well, that must be a big brownie, I hope.
You'd think so. Well, it's covered in 24-karat edible gold.
Wow.
Right? So, you know, fancy looking.
Very fancy. I don't think I want to eat gold.
Yeah, I'm not sure
you
either.
You know, it's too expensive. I don't want to eat it and then, you know.
Yeah.
Leave it in the toilet.
Well, the owner of Baby J's Burger said the flash brownie is served in a humidor with a Monte Cristo cigar on the side. So it's less about the actual brownie and it is about the side bits. So you're coated in 24-karat gold, features a glaze made with Johnny Walker Blue Label Scotch Whiskey. But I'm with you.
Goodness.
I don't get the eating of the gold bit.
No, it's not necessary.
Well, it's got no taste.
Yeah.
No nutritional value.
No.
Unless your plan is to shatter the porcelain the next day.
That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, does that do anything inside your gut?
There's a line in there somewhere about nuggets as well, but I think I'm more grown up than going anywhere near that.